You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All right. Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio, salute the Marines. Salute the Marines. Today's date is Sunday, January 31st, 2021. Hey, you like that? I was going to say 2020 and I added the one. That was technical, Alan. I did it. Hour two. Let's just jump into the phone calls. Let's see, because I see Mike in Kentucky's on. And hey, Mike, are you still there? He might have left. He's really busy. Oh, I said Ken is on the phone. No, I didn't. Mike in Kentucky, please. Mike in Kentucky, please. All right.
Now I'm on.
There he is.
I actually hear myself echoing back now. So
hey.
There is a conventional vaccine, and it's a kind of a cartoonish amusement park this weekend on that, because Johnson & Johnson has something that's more of a conventional vaccine, but they're not making any outlandish claims. They're saying that our vaccine might be 74% effective or something against a common milder COVID, but it's like 80-something percent effective against the severe stuff that kills you. And so the Moderna and whoever it is, AstraZeneca, the RNA, Pfizer, those guys are like, well, why would you take that when you can have our vaccine, which is 90-some percent effective, and now the Johnson & Johnson has come back with, well, how many people has your vaccine killed? So it's like a comedy hour between competing vaccine companies now. But oh, what was the other thing? I like that last caller talking about running around with masks. The only people that's really hassled me is family about wearing masks, and so I've kept my distancing. But I'm keeping my vitamin D on the top peg. I'm reading all this stuff from like the Eastern Virginia Medical School protocol called the MERIC protocol, and I actually tried a dose of ivermectin. I just bought the horse stuff and tried a dose of that after I read about there was a health system in Brazil that swabbed it in nasal passages, and a nursing home, a French care home, they called it, that had an average age of 90 amongst those that had an outbreak of scabies, and by accident they discovered that it stopped the COVID by some crazy amount, 67% reduction or some huge amount in that. In that healthcare system, they used something called carrageenan, which is derived from seaweed. It had a 98-99% effective rate in preventing COVID in healthcare workers that are constantly exposed to it down there.
Yeah.
And among the, so there's a lot of evidence for other treatments. They're shutting it down. I mean,
I don't even know how many of these people actually had anything called a COVID. Right, you know, there's problems with these COVID tests, and they call everything COVID, even a, you know, a toenail.
Well, I get that.
There are
flus. People dying.
You know, nobody gets the flu anymore, right? And so, aren't we just like fighting everything the COVID? You know,
well, I get that. There's fraud. I think there's a lot of fraud because they're coding for that, and they'll
coding
amp
for
like
fraud,
you say. The,
yes.
The PCR test can be gamed. They can amp the cycles over 35. Every cycle beyond 35, increase the chances of false positive. I mean, there's all that going on top of this. But there are people that are dying. I mean,
well, the people die from the flu, you know, constantly. That's part of life.
That's true.
You know?
That's true,
and
too.
Like, and then the false coatings will jack that number up. You know, and, you know, even John Hopkins came up with that one study a few months back, if you remember that, Mike, where they said that the death tolls are the same, right, with, between age groups, you know, over time from 2018, 2019, 2020. And then they redacted that, you know, or they didn't really redact it, right? They used to have it up on their website, and then they just stuck it on a PDF and hid it somewhere deep down, you know, on their website. But it's fascinating, you know, that they're dealing with this. Mike, when I saw your name came up, this is a subject that I wanted to bounce off you real quick. Okay, so last week, we get this major turn of events where we found out that the Proud Boys, you know, manager, leader, guy was actually a Fed, right? Or a Fed. At least that's what it looks like, right? Did you follow that at all? Do you find that kind of funny?
What about the Utah? Is you talking about the Utah guy that helped to amp up the militia out there, and then he was one of the instigators that his brother actually called the FBI and said, I think he's somehow the leader. He's somehow in charge. No. That's a different guy.
That's a different guy. That was an Antifa, Antifa guy. Let me grab him real quick. Do you remember Proud Boys, right? The Proud Boys, they were a white supremacist group, they called them, right? But they were led by a black guy from Cuba or some other place.
I didn't really dig into that a whole lot, but this other guy in Utah was also somehow involved with Proud Boys organizing a counter-protest, you know, and stuff like that that involved Proud Boys. So he's definitely an operative that is gaining things.
Enrico Terro. He was like he was the head man for the Proud Boys, right?
Well, what were you wanting to know? What were you wanting my angle on?
It turns out that the FBI were managing that asset, you know, so the Proud Boys have been managed for years. You know, it's a deep undercover agent, right, or an asset.
And, go back to Elohim City, the Oklahoma City Citizens Grand Jury guy, Hoppy Heidelberg, and some of those. They were saying, look, anytime two people or three people were meeting at Elohim City, two of them were feds. I mean,
I know.
It's been going on for decades. Anytime there's any of these movements, you don't know whether they're real or artificial. I mean, that's what I found out 20-some years ago. And I think they use twins. I think they're fond of using lookalikes, so you don't know which one you're dealing with. There was a group called Take Back Kentucky that had a twin set in it, Wootens, I think, and another guy that had a completely weird name, like Tagahoffer. He had the Radio Free Liberty thing on shortwave for years. I used to listen to him, Rick Tyler, and turns out his name was Tagahoffer, and he was trying to set up some kind of a white supremacist pseudo state across borders between Tennessee and North. People go down there and take over four counties. Did I lose you?
Imagine this. I would like to breach something a little bit different. And I'm not an MI6 agent, Mike, so don't worry about that. what were you talking about last night about them dropping carfentanil or something like that out of planes?
Well, I've since found even more articles about it. The carfentanil, you know, we saw that factory that makes part of the group of chemicals that becomes hydroxychloroquine blew up in Taiwan, right?
Right.
Well, the Wuhan is cranking it back up again after their lockdown from, I don't know, April or sometime. They started lifting their lockdowns. And so the factories that make all the precursors for carfentanil and fentanyl are back up and running. And this is basically chemical warfare, and people want to get all into this, and that's what I was having trouble with that guy. He wants to bring up 5G and glyphosate, and none of that's good. But, I mean, it's pales by comparison with the 40,000 people documented a year that are dying, even through this COVID, from the drug gangs cooking up this carfentanil that and the factories that are providing the chemicals to make it from Wuhan are basically, you know, they can bring a Chevy Tahoe with three bales of this stuff and it's enough to kill 19 million Americans. It's
Carfentanil is dosed in micrograms. I mean, it's like, you know, the head of a pin will kill you.
In Toronto, they came up with a method. They actually use a skull with top hat on the symbol with the ace of spades in its hat band as one of the things that you've seen. But they do these perforated blotter paper, and they dip it in a solution where they try to cut it enough to where it won't be fatal. And then one little square of that that's smaller than a postage stamp you put on your tongue, I guess that's how they dose it. But if a child touches that, it absorbs through their skin. They just see a piece of paper on the street that's got that blotter paper in it. It's strong enough to kill them. In Houston, the drug gangs are giving free samples to get people hooked, that MS-13 crap. And I know a guy that's tried to, and he's about to give up. He ran homeless shelters down there in Houston and tried to move out of there with getting a hold of a couple of derelict nursing homes. And the towns out there in Texas don't want to help even Hurricane Harvey refugees, you know, let alone drug rehab people. But, you know, it's just... I don't think people until it affects your family and you see multiple people in your community die and it takes over a whole county, you know, even in one case here in Kentucky, the daughter of the superintendent of schools was sucked into this and was running a network of meth labs to support her habit, because these drug habits can be $60,000 a year. And in most of rural America, from big part of western Pennsylvania, the entire state of West Virginia, western Virginia, all through Kentucky, the Appalachian Pillbilly Range, but it also goes through Oklahoma, like the Bible Belt, and Northern California. It looks for the world like they're targeting rural America with this stuff.
Yeah.
For the
deaths
per 100,000 maps. If you go look for that from 2004 right on up through, I don't know, 2018, wherever the latest you can find animated GIF maps of this. I mean, I've wrote it up and compared it to the wildlands, the goals of the wildlands and the biospheres, where they want to take massive swaths of America and hand it over to the International Monetary Fund so that they can keep the spending spree that is D.C. going. Because since the 80s, they've said they're no longer going to carry the debt of first world countries without some collateral. And that is land. You know, that's what they're trying to do. And we're in the middle of this coal hole economy out here in eastern Kentucky. So they've really targeted the coal fields with this stuff, too. And so I've seen it. There's definitely, you know, 39,000 deaths a year from that, whatever the heck's going on with COVID. And so I just don't think there's enough being done about it. I think there needs to be more involuntary commitments of people that are hooked on it by their families to intervene and get people away from the crowd that's doing this stuff. We're losing a whole generation to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, to tell you the truth, Mike, you know, my kind of twisted sense of humor, when you started talking about skulls wearing top hats with ace of spades and everything on it and blotter, kind of like you were describing a Grateful Dead concert to me, but...
Well, it's beyond that. Acid was the same way. I mean, LSD was similar. I mean, a micro dot of that would send you on a weird trip. But
it's like Steve was, you know, brought up. What's the place that's collecting all the evidence? The medical. Anyway, I've been Johns Hopkins. I've been rereading, about mind control and MK Ultra and all the stuff that they've been doing to us over a long period of time, getting all this set up, you know, kind of for maybe the crescendo of the concert that's coming up here, and Johns Hopkins and all these places, you know, have been involved in this stuff deep down, doing basically testing on the American public, you know, without our knowledge, and folks, this has been going on a long time. It's nothing new. They're just, I think, finally starting to perfect some of their methods and their systems. And this is nothing new, folks. You know, there's very little under the sun that is new. They've been doing this stuff a long time. A lot of places. Yes, it's been going on a long time. They've been perfecting this, you know. And with the digital world.
Tracking grid, the capacity to track all, you know, the Internet of Body as well as the Internet of Things and the, you know, with Skynet and... whatever that you want to call it. You know, Elon Musk's got one called SpaceNet, I guess. It's already outperforming some DSL connections.
Starlink.
Yeah. For $99 a month, they're and it's not even. What are they? What have you kept? Have you followed that? Do they even have a 10% of that constellation up there now?
Well, as far as globally, they cover the United States, some South America, Alaska, stuff like that. They're starting to come online in Europe and in Africa. And so, according to my calculations, the last time that I did them, and their planned launches. You know, that network's probably going to be up sometime mid 2021. You know, it'll go from what they call the open beta to it's up, right? They have the hardware that they're using currently, and you can purchase it. You can actually get into the beta, right, where you purchase the satellite dish and, you know, you install it, and then you're off to the races, and you are faster than DSL. Everything that's coming back is rather positive, I guess, if that's good. But when that becomes the Internet of Things, right, you know, it's another thing, just like 5G. It's to enable devices to talk to whatever the hell they need to talk to everywhere, like your car, right? Wow.
Social credit score becomes viable globally, but now that's just one of four networks, and it's my understanding,
right,
he's going to have way more birds in place to increase the speed up to something like a gig. His goal is
a factory producing 120 satellites a month. It was a report that I've got that I saw that I've got recorded. The company that's building those little tube satellites or whatever they're putting up there, they're making 120 of a month is what they admit to, and then their SpaceX launch is going on constantly, and each launch puts up anywhere from 30 to 80 satellites or something, and this has been going on. There's a lot of stuff floating around up there that we don't know about. The military for decades has been doing launches constantly. There are who knows how many thousands of satellites are up there, you know, keeping track of what.
From Vandenberg, I think that the Georgia election thing was shot across the bow there, where they had Wi-Fi detected from the precinct in Fulton County, and you know how the networks are. If you can harvest the packets out of that network, then you could manipulate it. And I have every reason to believe that they could harvest those from space. I mean, if you've got like a 24-foot or 30-foot gold foil parabolic antenna with helium-cooled ultra-low-noise MOSFET amplifiers or whatever, you can reach down and listen to whether somebody presses a toaster on. I know they've been able to listen to the microphones on cordless phones for freaking, I don't know, 25, 30 years. So a personal experience with that, and that's how they're
being able to track. Being able to track individual electrical outputs of our bioelectrical bodies. We each have a slightly different electronic signal, you know, a resonance that we operate at. And can they pick you up?
I just don't know about some of that. I mean, you can read the concepts, but is it deployed? You know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I tried to talk to an epidemiologist about the MK Ultra stuff, and he said they couldn't accomplish the goals that they set forth. That was his cover story. They couldn't possibly have, you know, accomplished the goals that they set out, and so that's why it was shut down. But, you know, was it privatized? That's what I think, that they, you know, they privatized all of that technology and farmed it out, you know, and took it and ran with it, and who knows what their capabilities are for subliminal conditioning through commercials and media. I won't even carry a dang phone.
Us sitting out here, you know, if we can think up a concept of things that they might be able to do, do you not think that they've got guys in the deep dark depths of the DARPA labs and everything who haven't thought about that and have the wherewithal to say, hey, can we make that work? You know, instead of just thinking about it.
Demona brags about stuff all the time. Let's look at the Demona group of concepts. I better get and let somebody else on.
Hey, well, hang on. Ken wanted to talk to you, so hang on during the break. But thanks for calling in. We'll go on to the other callers afterwards. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Great one.
You take care.
Bye.
All right. Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're coming upon the bottom of the hour. Still got room for you guys. You can call in. You know the phone number, right? I don't need to give up the 800 number, but we'll do the 512-248-8252. Let's go back to Marcus. I guess we got more to talk about there, Marcus. What do you got?
Hey there.
Hey.
I was wondering, first off, I want to say thanks for putting MK Ultra on the dashboard. Because that's something that no one talks about, and the Project Monarch, that's a big deal.
There's Monarch, there's Bluebird, there was Artichoke, that whole progression of things, and it didn't just stop. This stuff was carried on, like Mike said. If anything, they privatized it. They put it under a public-private partnership, a non-governmental organization, whatever the hell you want to call it. government funded, but not attached to the government, so they don't have to go through, you know, even if you believe that there is any kind of, you know, review process, you know, by the Senate or anything else like that, you know, that eliminates all of it. It puts it in the private hands, and all this stuff has just gone on. Yes, MK Ultra, the mind control, has a big part to do in every bit of what we're going through right now.
It's not gone on; it's still there. I mean,
yes,
that has happened. That's a huge thing that most people don't even know about.
No, and you know, and I don't like to think about it either. It's scary. It scares the crap out of me, Marcus. You know, I've read, you know, fairly in depth, as deep as I can get into it, and just a little bit, you know, the surface that we know about is enough that it, I mean, this crap should scare everyone out there. What they're doing, these people have no hearts. They have no compassion, no remorse, no anything. They will test human subjects just like they would a dog or a monkey.
Do you think that Kamala Harris is one of the monarch slaves? I think that's a possibility.
I don't know anything about Kamala, whatever the hell her name is, except for she's a climber, right? You know? I mean, if
she could be.
Go ahead.
And unless she says otherwise, she is a monarch slave. All right?
Okay. So,
if you get to this position of power and influence to where you can have a sway over a certain percentage of population, anything is penetrated and taken over. People do not understand either how many operatives there are out there, how many people work for the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security,
Peter Stroke,
the Defense Intelligence. It's
Peter
there
Stroke.
Are people everywhere.
His wife is telling us what to do in some capacity.
Okay. Well, I don't know. And to a certain extent, man, what does it really matter? These criminals, I call them criminals, you know, that are sitting up there in places of power. You know, look, Marcus, they have taken over the United States government, right? You know, they are walled in by soldiers, and they're there running roughshod over the American people. And so are those harsh words? Yes. And they all could be puppets, but they all are puppets for the most part. But what are you going to do about it? We can talk about it, right?
No, we need to disrupt anytime and everywhere we possibly can. That they are coming after Christians next. So we need to make sure that we are disruptors. That's what the left said before, but now, I'm not voting Republican anymore. The mega party, Patriot Party, is what I'm after. And we just need to destroy these people.
What we have to do is we need to depend on ourselves. When you start talking about parties and getting groups and getting organizations together, man, that just makes them cream in their jeans. I mean, it is easy for them to move people in, people who are very good and like what they do. They like, you know, going undercover and presenting
They're
themselves as
good.
Someone else.
I mean, you look at AOC, she's not good, but people follow her. I mean, they're not good.
Because they're lemmings, Marcus. They're lemmings. The majority of the people around us are lemmings. They do not understand this. They like their world of comfort and convenience. And anything that takes them out of that, it gets rid of, you want to call it normalcy bias, or, you know, you can give several different names to it. And these people are very good at what they do. It's our fellow lemmings that are really our major problem. You know, the people at the top.
No, the people are not lemmings. I have a hot dog cart, and the people come up to me and we talk and we shake hands during this pandemic because we are real Americans. They're not lemons.
Do you know how many people I've run into, Marcus? I've run into so many people that I've talked to, you know, that have the mask, you know, down around their, you know, on their chin or something. You know, they're not wearing it like regulation. And I'm like, you know, well, you know, if you figured out, you know, that this thing, whole thing is pretty much crap, you know, why do you even still have one of those things with you? Oh, well, I do this just to be polite so I won't, you know, cause any problems and don't cause this and that. And even, no, Marcus, they are lemmings, and they will follow off the cliff for convenience, and so they won't make anyone else feel uncomfortable, you know, just to be polite. And, you know, it's that's all got to stop. I mean, you know.
Why? What the hell made these people like that? I mean, when I was going through school back in the 80s.
Programming. You were just, you know, talking about it. MK Ultra, you know, all Project Marnar, right? All these
MK
different
Ultra
things turned into, it's turned into a whole new something or other. And it's turned into the go along to get along. And there you go. So all of a sudden we tell them that they need to wear a pincushion in their ear, and they will. You know, it's just like, okay, well, I know that the pincushion ain't going to save me from the COVID, but I'll wear it just because.
Just take an inner swab.
Huh? Sorry, go ahead.
Tell them to take an anal swab. And
well, they will.
Right?
How many minutes do you think till the U.S. people will be? So the Chinese people are saying, no, I don't want you to put a Q-tip up my butt. And they're going, we're not going to do it. And then going, you're in China. You're going to do it. And then all of a sudden, if you become popular here, you'll get a six-pack of anal butt.
I can see people being so compliant that when you walk into an airport to the TSA screening line, they won't even take you into a back room. They'll just make you drop your pants and bend over right there in line and stick a swab up your butt, you know? And people will accept it because well, it'll take me 8 hours to drive there, and I can fly there in 1 hour, so I'm going to fly, and I'm going to pull my pants down and get an anal swab right in front of everyone, you know, for convenience.
Next thing, they'll put a little Xi Jinping's little thing up your anal.
Yeah.
Like I was talking with Steve about this over one of the breaks. I said, next thing, I said, the TSA guy will be changing his condom with every anal swab that he does. And it's like, you know, I mean, I would not put it past that actually happening.
The old condom. In 1980, we had a bunch of condoms strewn across the streets. Now we have masks, and they're the new condoms for America.
Yep. They're everywhere.
How come all this stuff didn't happen when AIDS was going around, or you know, any of these other things, you know, that killed a whole bunch of people? You know, it's because now. They figured, like I said, this was a global rollout. This is a global test. This is not just happening in this country, folks. This is a global thing.
We need to fight it.
It's all across this planet.
We need to fight everything that's happening right now because they are coming after Christians next.
It's not just Christians, Marcus. It's not just Christians. It's any nonconformist. See, that's one of their most effective means, Marcus, is to get us to group ourselves under a moniker. You know, well, I'm a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm a constitutionalist, I'm a this. You know, they've got rid of our individuality. They expect
six feet apart. Don't talk to me if you're not 6 feet away from me. Exactly. You know, there's the concept of we need to break people's ability to connect and be alive and
Marcus, when I say it's the people around us that are our worst enemy, you know, I look back, you know, I remember what went on in Rwanda with the Tutsis and the Hutus. You know, all it took was some instigator getting up in front of a whole bunch of one of these particular groups and getting them riled up and getting them spurred on. And I can remember seeing the United Nations troops standing off in the background doing nothing while they were running around chopping people's heads off right in front of them, and the United Nations troops were just standing there looking. You know, that's how easy it is.
So what I'm asking is, why can't we do that in America? Why can't we...
Lemmings.
take down these horrible people.
Very comfortable. We're the most technological civilized society that's ever been on the planet, and that's how easy it is. They get us to group identify, it's like what happened at the Capitol. You know, that was instigated more than likely by Antifa or something like that, and there were good people there that were Trump supporters that through mass psychology.
And I'm celebrating that. I think that was awesome. That was, people say it was terrible.
Hey,
that was awesome.
Whole transaction short because we're backed up.
Let's get on some other callers. Thanks, Marcus. We could go on like this forever, but let's get on some other callers. Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus. Really appreciate it.
Be well, brother.
Hey, have a good day. Hey, let's see. Who is next? Oh, Chris, the wordish person. He's the wordish. Or is there a better word than wordish?
Wordification is.
Wordification? Chris, near Las Vegas. Been a while.
Very good, gentlemen. And, you get a pretty powerful group of callers this morning and most every morning over there at the Tex-Nats, Texicans, as it were. You were having some discussions that kind of titillated my thought patterns this morning, and specifically, even Marcus was talking about it, you and Mike and Alan and stuff, the MK Ultra. Let's say extraterrestrial sources have led me to discern that it's really a secret encoded message in there, and it's M is the Master's Cult of Ra. If you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, the spirit of discernment to interpolate the secrets that they've hidden in this. Of course, the master is Ha Shatan, or Satan as we know him. And, of course, there's the other part. It's Chaos, which is the assembly of the worshippers of Osiris. And Crisis is the cry of Isis for war, 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 ad infinitum. So
Chris, the main word that you used in that whole string there was discernment. That involves critical thinking. You know, even if it takes you out of your comfort zone, discernment.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if you wish, you could get my contact information from the board op. I can cut down some of your research on the Cult of Ra and this MK Ultra and Monarch programs and stuff. I've had some up close, direct, personal experience with this nonsense.
I'm sure you have,
They weaponized my wife, and curiously, she had a tattoo of a unicorn on her posterior that I asked questions about it. I wasn't sure, but the unicorn cult, that's the Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, Constance Cumby, this is a really,
I remember Constance. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to do some shows with her, and I was guest host for her with another woman from her part of the world up in Michigan. And she's a very astute lady, very respected speaker, an attorney up in there. She worked in the legislature in Michigan. She's a smart woman, and she got into some of this stuff, although we all get different portions of the puzzle. That's why it's important that we share information. And if you've got a truth message, you are a targeted individual, whether you're a conservative, a Christian, white, black, Mexican, whatever. If you've got a voice of truth in the empire of lies, that is the targeted population. They want to shut down the truth. The message of truth is dangerous, because it's liberty and freedom, and that's what scares these deviants the most. It's just really diabolical.
Or you use that word a lot, Chris. And every time I hear that word, I'm sorry, but I grew up in the Bugs Bunny generation. And when you say diabolical, I hear diabolical.
In fact, I feel it a little more broken down than that. It's Ball, I, Ka, L. And it goes back, the first language on the planet was back in Sumer and Babel and Pharos and some of these places. And of course, Nimrod, being the father of masonry, is the case may be, some of these secret cults goes way back to that very time. There's no thing new under the sun.
The secret groups, the secret societies, you know, that whole speech and everything. You know, how many little secret societies are there out there? You know, here in this town, I see all these little groups. You know, the Red Hatters and the this and the that. It's like, women are smarter than men are businessers, so we're going to have these special groups, and we're going to promote women in business and help women feel that they can succeed in business and this and that. And it's all divide and conquer, folks. The basics of what they're doing to us, the basic concepts, are very simple to grasp. Where it gets complicated is when it goes out into the operational field. You know, but the basic concepts are Sun Tzu. You know, know your enemy. If you do not know yourself, you know, you can't know your enemy, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the basic concepts are very simple, but it does get more complicated when you put it into a global, you know, control mechanism. But the basic concepts, once you grasp the concepts, folks, it's very easy to see everything they're doing to us, because it all relates back to a central point. You know, who's at the ultimate head? We don't know. But we can see their operatives. We can see, you know, the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis, you know, the Maurice Strongs, you know, all these people. And from there, it filters down. It's a pyramid scheme. You know, there's feelers. The operatives go out, and as it gets further down the line, there's more and more of them. And it's like the people at the top. It's like a pyramid scheme. The people at the top are the ones benefiting from everything beneath it. You know, the basic concept is very simple. You know, that's why I slap myself in the head sometimes when I'm talking to people, trying to get them to grasp this concept, and they're looking towards the really intricate parts of it without being able to grasp the simple, basic concept of the means of control. And once you understand the means of control, it's very easy to branch out and see all these other little feelers and the strings leading out, you know?
Simplistic aspect is there are really only two, there might be three statuses. On the planet, it's either serf or slave, or a serf. And whenever we understand this, the controllers, the micromanagers, the nanny state maniacs that think they know better for the rest of us are self-deluding themselves, because there's only a couple of paths you can go, the light or the dark, and this is the fundamental basis of the Hegelian or Hegelian dual electic, the false paradigm of two false choices that both lead to the same output. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis, action, reaction. It's just absolutely diabolical for sure, whatever you discern from that word term, killed by ball, if you will, that by the choice that you make, if they can get you to choose and to make your own decision, then your choice, your consent is their victory. That's what it says in Edwin Bernays' book, Propaganda, on the last page. If we can convince
Chris, you deal in newspeak. You know, changing the terms that we understand from, you know, long back mean completely different things. You know, basically, the simplest way to put it is newspeak. You know, what, you know, word, no, that word, no, that doesn't mean that in this context. You know, the ball, you know, that comes up everywhere, and the ra that comes up everywhere, worshiping things that you believe you're worshiping one thing when you're actually worshiping something else.
Well, and that's the very, very strange thing about this, is they speak in broad generalities, and we think we know what they're saying. But they kill us with specificity, and they have secret meanings they apply to the words they use that most people don't have any concept. It's just absolutely insane what these people have done, and that's how they duped us and fooled us. But God bless America. God bless Texas. Thank you guys for letting me chime in this morning. Feel free to reach out and touch me if you want to, and I'll try to share information with you. We're all seeking the truth. God bless America. And the truth is what they fear the most. Thanks.
There you go.
There he goes. Chris has left the building. Mwahaha. No, just kidding. He's really great. Thanks for calling, Chris. Yeah, well, we sure bring up ball an awful lot when we're talking with Chris, huh? That seems like a common thing. Well, it's really actually in our language, you know, if we were to read it that way.
And you know, and that's one of the things. It's the new speak, the word terminology. They get, you know, through the words you use, you get yourself into implied contract and implied consent and everything else, simply because the words that we use nowadays don't have the same meanings as we were, you know, led to believe that they actually have, depending on the circumstances.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, next we're moving on. Thomas in New Mexico. I think that's season life 3. Thomas, are you there?
Yeah, Thomas from New Mexico. I want to ask you, this is the first time I listened to your show on Sunday morning, so I want to ask you, I want to ask you a question. Are you aware that, I guess you are aware that MK Ultra is still going on right now?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like what I was saying. If anything, it was just privatized.
I want to ask you another question. Are you aware that there are millions in the world that are being targeted? Are you aware of targeted individuals? Yes or no? I'm just wondering.
I feel like I'm down a path. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Answer it, Alan.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah, I know the electronic mind control and the methods and what the possibilities are. Dr. Delgado, you know, Jose Delgado back in the 50s, you know, with his stemoceivers and stuff. Yes.
Okay, then I don't have to because see, there was another host, I'm not going to mention a name, that attacked me, and I was not you. I'm not going to mention the name. It was on RBN, by the way, and this guy was a total jerk attacking me. In fact, the guy that was guest with him sent me an email and said, "Yeah, he came on. I forgot the word he used. Just real strong, sudden." I wasn't expecting that. I forgot the word that Stephen Bannoun used. But anyways, I'd like to share this since you're not in denial. I want to share this. I almost got killed last Sunday, and I'm noticing a pattern because I was taking care of somebody's house in the East Mountains in the year 2017. I'm being targeted, and several times they tried to run. Several times, gang stalkers have tried to run me off the road by tramway and Central, and several other times last June of last summer. And I'm a good driver. I am a very good driver. I've taken a defensive driving course. I was prior military. Years ago when I was a lot younger, I wasn't woken up about targeting or anything like this. My dad was murdered. They killed my dad. My dad was being targeted. And I believe the connection was because my dad was working for Lockheed, McDonnell Douglas, Boeing. And my real dad that's dead used to work as an aircraft engineer. And there's no answers to this because you cannot be no criminal, have nothing against you, and they'll target you just to target you, to use you for human experimentation. That's how evil of this world we live in. Last summer, I nearly got into a car crash. I believe they're trying to target my vehicle. Luckily, the vehicle did lose control. There were several young, they looked like about in their 20s, several of them in a car. They were speeding. They lost control of the vehicle and they almost went head on collision in my car. I was driving on Interstate 40. I did some quick thinking and I got into my far left lane and I made it without no scratch last June in Albuquerque that took place. Now I'm in, I'm at Tucumcari, New Mexico, where I ran from where I'm at, from where I've been staying at. And because I'm scared of what's going to happen with I believe they're going to try to force everybody to get vaccines with that COVID passport. But anyways, I went to Amarillo. Now, I don't know the city of Amarillo. I'm not familiar with the city. This is only the second time I've been there. First time I went there, I noticed I shouldn't have went there again. I should have used, I get these red flag warnings. I get these red flag warnings like and I noticed it was kind of getting darker. I left it was getting dark, and it was getting at nighttime when I got there. And I have a GPS device, and I found the Walmart. I have a Garmin Nuvi in my car, and I found it. But I noticed I was alert, and I noticed that that it seemed like I noticed like gang stalking over there.
Okay. Thomas, apologize. We're up against the wall. I got one more caller. Call back next week. We can chat a little bit more. But for now, we're so low on time. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back. Hang on, folks.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
End of the show, folks. Sorry about that. Got one last per caller. Let's see what he has to say. Chris in Missouri. Good morning. Da-da-da. Are you there, Chris? Oh, we're looking for the button. It moved. Where's that button? Okay, we found the button. Chris, hello.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I had a thought. You know, they were telling you a while back that, you know, you had to have safe sex when you were wearing your mask.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, do these sodomites, do they have to wear a diaper? Or do they have a diaper with one of those do not enter signs on it? Well, how does that work? I'm not sure.
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I do know that some of the universities got in trouble this week because they put out sexual guidelines for the COVID and how you're supposed to mask and acceptable COVID positions for sex or something like that. That was a hoo-ha-ha this week. And those universities are stupid anyway. And there's people that send their kids off to be programmed in them. God, I feel bad for our society, you know. Yeah,
it's pretty sick when they're lining up to get swabbed, you know. You know, you got all these people lining up to get swabbed. Now they're going to be bending over to get swabbed. And they're going to feel bad if they don't get swabbed as many times as somebody else.
You know, Chris, even in the beginning when they were sticking this thing up your nose and trying to, we have to stick this big long thing up your nose to touch right near your brain, right, because it's accurate. No, it wasn't accurate. But you had a whole bunch of people in a really bad position. Remember that? That's how the Egyptians used to drain the brains out of dead people when they were mummified.
Right.
It's like insane. It's like, really? You're going to let them do that? Oh, why? Because it's safe? Why the hell, if this thing's so contagious, are they scraping the back of your brain or the front of your brain or the membrane between your brain and your, you know, going, really? They drive me nuts.
And Chris, before the idea is taken, the idea you had about the diaper with the do not enter sign and everything, you might want to look into do a patent search on that and see if there's anything like that. And grab that patent before it's taken. You found a niche.
Oh, you guys have a great week.
Okay. You too. Yeah. Okay. You know, we've come up with lots of patentable stuff. If you believe patents, right? You know, at least our callers might have. We've talked about a lot of stuff, but. Man, as soon as you put a patent in, it's going to be taken over. But
unless you know the right patent attorney or have enough money to hire the right patent attorney, yeah, your intellectual property rights are pretty much screwed. I've had that happen to me, and I know several people that have had it happen and did a patent search, and nope, there's nothing like it. And by the time they could even think about getting anything organized to try to get it in production, it's on the end cap at the hardware store. You know, the Chinese have access. I mean, what better way to find out what the new ideas are than have access to the patent office? You know?
Yeah.
The world is not on a level playing field, folks. Y'all have a good weekend or rest of the week as much as you can. We'll talk to you next week. And Steve, say your goodbyes.
Yeah, my goodbyes. I'm saying them. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Sure that bye. Brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. its database of products not kosher certified, is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher Certified app can make a huge difference for your future.